Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Today I get to talk to two extremely critical issues facing Northumberland, healthcare and affordable housing. In the first segment, we will continue our ongoing look at the impact of proposed changes to the Ontario healthcare system with our first guest, Duff Sprague. He heads the Community Health Centre of Northumberland, a non-profit group out of Port Hope who helps many residents in the county get primary care. When we come back after our commercial break for the second segment, I'm going to be talking to Cobourg Councillor Nicole Beattie, who is the point person for planning and development. We're going to talk about a new affordable housing initiative in the town. So please stay tuned while we consider this. The Ontario government is looking to overhaul the health system, and the most significant changes are coming to the front lines as they consolidate various providers into health teams. This means hospitals, long-term care, nursing homes, and family doctors will come together to create one regional group. The government says most Ontario health teams will form locally, covering a geographic population of no more than 300,000 people. But some teams will be established to serve a group of patients with specific care needs, for instance, mental health. As we try to get our heads around these changes, the debate can often end up focusing on the main players. But what gets lost are the smaller, just as vital providers who play an essential role in healthcare for people in our community. One such group is the Community Health Centre of Northumberland, a locally governed nonprofit who provides much needed primary care to many people who struggle and face barriers getting services. I'm delighted to welcome the Executive Director of the Community Health Centre, Duff Sprague, to the studio today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Robert. Nice to be here.
What was your initial reaction to the government's announcement when you first heard about the proposed changes?
Well, I've been around long enough to have been through several large initiatives regarding health care, and my experience has been that it's as good as the people who initiate and put it into place. I'm feeling confident that here in Northumberland County, we can take the direction this government is going and make it a much improved health care system.
Okay. Is there something, though, about the original proposals themselves, when you look at that with a critical eye? What do you see in there that sort of appeals to you, and maybe what doesn't?
Well, I think what appeals to me is the real push on breaking down of silos and to sort of move away from, an agency has a budget, and that budget exists year after year after year, regardless of outcomes, and everybody plans and delivers services independently and has their services measured, their performances measured, individually. So I think this is a real opportunity to look at a collective approach for the citizens of Northumberland and have our outcomes measured, across the 86,000 people who live here.
Is there anything in the proposals that raises a red flag for you, gives you a concern?
I think that just the rapidity of the change. It seems like it's going to hit the ground very quickly. It would be a cause of some anxiety, I think, for most agencies and providers. But again, here in Northumberland, we're fortunate that the agencies and organizations have been forming this kind of relationship for as long as I've been here, and that's been 4 years.
What is it about the changes that you think are going to affect your particular health group, the healthcare center, and what are those things that you see coming directly at you?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for us to really let the community know what it is we do, to look at ourselves, look inward, and see what are the critical services. Do we need to shift our resources to service gaps? Are we doing too much of one thing, not enough of another? Like, it sort of gives you an opportunity to look at yourself, because I expect we're going to be sitting at a table with a large number of providers talking about what we do, talk about the interconnections of what everyone does, and what is the value of each service that's delivered.
So let's step back then, and let's talk about what it is that you do. So tell us about the services that you provide in the programs.
Well, our mandate is to provide primary care to among the most vulnerable residents in Northumberland County. So we generally talk about it in terms of providing services to those who face barriers to health care. Sometimes it's economic, it's insecure housing, food insecurity, and other times it's merely that someone has a lot of complex health conditions. So we're designed salaried providers. They can spend longer with patients. They're part of an interdisciplinary team, so they get to work with social workers and dietitians. And we don't have the provider spending all of their time with the patient, but the patient's allowed to be with a professional who can best address the issues.
So this is not the same as a family healthcare team where I have a doctor that looks after me and they're part of a larger group. And I can't just sort of walk into your clinic and go, you know, hi, I'm somebody that needs help.
Right.
There's certain things that I have to do to be accepted to enjoy these services. How does that work then? How do I get identified as somebody that can use this service?
Well, we receive applications from a lot of people in the community, and we have those reviewed by an RN, and we have a priority one list, which is those individuals most in imminent need of a healthcare provider. And again, that can be based on transient lifestyle, severe drug addiction, lack of income, or it could just be the complexity, again, of health issues, regardless of income and position in life. But if we look at them and we go, they need to be seen quickly, they're going to need a lot of resources plugged into them to get them health and well-being, that's how we prioritize our population.
Now, I know that there is a focus also on seniors. You look at seniors who have complex needs. Is that the only group that you serve, or do you serve other specific groups?
Oh, no. It's, you know, certainly when you're looking at complex conditions, we're going to deal with an older demographic. There's no doubt about that. We have a high percentage of patients who are 70 years and older. But we also have a young group. I mean, age is just one variable that's looked at when we're giving priority to intake. You know, there's, for example, young mothers who don't have primary care we'll put to the top of the list, them and their child. Sometimes we'll families that are facing severe economic hardships, because we have programs that we have a food security program. We have nutritionists who can help them prepare healthy meals on a budget, help them with that sort of planning. So there's a lot of social support that also comes from our services.
Okay, so if these are the services you provide, why is it that you guys provide them? Why isn't it, for example, when somebody has a need, just go to the hospital? Or, you know, can we not get them a physician, or, you know, to the health unit and other places that provide what sound to be similar services? What makes you so unique in the community that we need to have a health center like yours?
Well, I think that one of the things is when you're talking about this Ontario health team model that's being implemented by the current government, this is an opportunity to look at services, not agencies. And the group that we've sat with and have had open dialogue for a long time, the Northumberland Hills Hospital, the County of Northumberland, the Northumberland Family Health Team, Alderville First Nation, Community Care, when we had the opportunity to present to the Minister of Health, our presentation was the services delivered in this community. Not the hospital does this, the community health center does that. And the reason is because we're going to move towards looking at how to best deliver the priority services and forget for a moment being locked into we do this and they do that. Surely, you know, there's going to be skill sets and disciplines at other organizations that we don't have who can best deliver care. And the same for us. We will have resources that can best deliver a certain program or service.
Were you at the meeting with the minister, Christine Elliott? She came down, I think it was a week or two ago, and everyone, so you were at the table for that. When you made your presentation, what was her reaction to your presentation?
I think that she was very interested in the collaboration that exists in Northumberland County, and that's really what we wanted her to walk away with. This wasn't new. We didn't hear about Ontario Health Teams and say, hey, let's get together and try and, you know, put something together. It was just a natural fit. For years, I've had frequent conversations with Linda Davis at the hospital and Laurel Savoy at the Family Health Team and all of the other organizations that I've listed. This has been an ongoing thing, so it was really quick to say, okay, we have an opportunity to take control, put this in practice, all the things we've talked about, and I think that's hopefully what the minister walked away with. Certainly our MPP, David Piccini, has indicated that she was impressed with what she heard.
Do you think we have a strategic advantage because we already have this groundwork laid?
Absolutely. And it's the lack of competition to keep your agency alive and strong. It's really the focus, and I believe it's genuine across that table, is the health and well-being of the residents of Northumberland County.
Do you think the government might treat us differently, in other words, special, pilot, that kind of thing, because we already have some infrastructure in place?
Well, they're talking about an initial 10 Ontario health teams, and we are really geared and looking to be one of those 10. It's still an ongoing process, but we wanted to impress upon the minister and our local MPP that we're ready to go, that we would be a good choice for that.
Now, one of the things that maybe the listener might not understand is how you're funded. So can you tell us how that works in particular? Because I know that that also plays into what you guys do.
Well, some of us are funded differently than others, as you know. But for our particular center, our funding all comes from the Local Health Integration Network, with the exception of our dental program, which is self-generated funding, donations. We've had situations where the County of Northumberland, Public Health, have bailed us out when we hit a real crunch. If we don't have a dentist for a short period of time, we get into financial challenges. But so long as we have a dentist every day and our hygienists, we're good. We, you know, can keep the revenue going. We offer a significant discount on dental care. That's, you know, what the service is that we provide to the community for those, in particular, low-income workers without insurance.
Does it worry you at all, then, if the LIN is the funding mechanism by which you get your funding, now that it's being dissolved and we're seeing this super agency, are you concerned at all in regards to seeing the cash flowing through to you in the same way?
Not if the Ontario Health Team evolves, where we're making local decisions. We've got, you know, 9 organizations, 10 if you include Public Health, who've certainly had their input, who will be a part of planning the best distribution of dollars in this community. So I don't worry if we have that element of influence.
I know we've talked already about the partnerships that do exist. Are there partnerships that you would like to see created? I know at one point in a previous interview that you and I have done, you talked about having a center in Coburg, and you've also mentioned long-term that you'd like to see centers in the rural areas as well. So are there partnerships that you would like to see created or you aspire to under this new umbrella?
Well, it's interesting, Robert, because one of the first things we discussed in a recent sit-down that we had was, let's really concentrate on rural hubs, rural access. And this was the partner organizations, because transportation is a huge issue here. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of isolated families and seniors. And so certainly at our organization, outreach has been big for us. We have nurse practitioners go to Alderville, go to Cornerstone, domestic violence shelter, transition house, migrant farm workers. Our diabetes education team has a location they work out of in Coburg periodically, in Colburn and Grafton. So we know that we need to get out there. We have mobile dental equipment that we're not using right now. So when you look at a bunch of organizations partnering, dedicated to bringing services closer to people, those are the opportunities for us to have more locations to work out of. And certainly these organizations are able to come and work out of our center. We've had that relationship with the county. We've had income support workers and housing workers come on our food security day. We have the legal clinic who comes there, and vice versa. You know, our services have been located in space of other groups. And that's the way it should be. We should be maximizing every square foot of space that is paid for by the provincial government.
When you sit down around the table, where does the leadership come from? Because I wonder sometimes when they talk about these health teams, who's going to sort of chair these meetings? Do you see it as being the hospital? Do you see it being the health unit or a separate agency? How do you see that working advantageous? What group, first of all, do you see taking on that role? And then why would that be the best group?
Well, we will have to make governance decisions. You know, if we're going to form an Ontario health team here for Northumberland County, there will have to be governance decisions made. And the government is committed to funding going to a single source. So we'll have to plan that out. And we've had those discussions. And nobody's trying to overpower anybody else and say it's got to be this way. At the end of the day, we want it to be collaborative and we want it to be service-focused. And I'm sure that we will come up with an entity and a process that respects that.
What sort of these early discussions, what sort of things get put out on the table? What sort of things are you hearing?
Well, we're talking about all the services that we deliver and how we might best deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
We look at things like, you know, at a hospital, that's where a lot of money is spent and that's where a lot of pressures are. And the hospital needs help at the back door and they need help at the front door. And at the back door, they need long-term care beds and other options for alternate level of care beds that are currently blocking things up. At the front door, they need primary care and other organizations to keep our citizens healthier so that they don't need to be in the hospital, they don't need to use an emergency department. And that's something right now our center is working with the hospital on. We're prepared to give priority to emergency department visitors who have 10 visits or more in a year and don't have a primary care provider. We put them right at the top of the intake list. They're guaranteed to come in quickly.
So that's part of the things we were talking to the hospital CEO, Linda Davis, last week, and one of the things that she was talking about was trying that preventative aspect. In other words, having community-based care that before they go in, they have to run into emergency and to lift some of the pressures. In that regard, then, I know that your organization is part of a larger group called the Alliance for Healthier Communities.
That's correct.
And one of the things that they talk a lot about is this preventative side. In other words, keeping people healthier longer before they need to start impacting on the more demanding and expensive services that exist. What is it that you guys do that plays to that aspect of our needs?
Well, you know, it's more of a compassionate approach, certainly, to keep people healthier. So we have nutrition programs and cooking programs and exercise programs, mindfulness programs for, you know, your mental health and well-being. So those are the kind of things we focus on. And when we, when our primary care providers have patients and they look at them, the whole person, not just the illness, they start to think about how can I direct and get this person connected to things that'll make that even stronger. We're getting into something called social prescribing, and we're going to be dedicating resources to that. And so when you go to see one of the primary care providers, you're not just going to get a prescription for medication. You might get a prescription that is for exercise or something like, let's say you liked chess at one point in your life and now you're socially isolated and don't have any friends, family anymore. We all have this social prescribing coordinator who will work initially herself and then with volunteers to find people, to find someone who might take you to a chess club or to find where you can find an affordable way to exercise. And it'll be like a prescription. And when they go back to their provider, just like taking your medication, the provider will say, well, what have you done with this prescription I gave you? So I think that's a really interesting approach. It's big in the United Kingdom right now.
So when can we expect that service to start up, or is it already underway?
Well, we already kind of do it at the Community Health Center, so it's really formalizing it. And the other piece of formalizing it is to have this position in place who can understand all the resources that are available in this community and then can start to build on our volunteer base to have it spread out even further in terms of supporting people.
Now, when we talk about the future and going forward, what are you seeing as next steps that have to take place?
Well, I think the next steps is we have to have a formal proposal ready to respond to that expression of interest when it comes out. And once we know the parameters of that expression of interest, I think we already have the work done to fit into it and be quite nimble in our response. But that will need to, it will need to have all the services that we deliver, how we're going to address gaps in services, how we're going to provide primary care, for example, to every resident of Northumberland County. These are big challenges. But I've heard it said, you know, when somebody, Dr. Daniel Martin says, you know, somebody goes to a community, they're going to get their kids in school. It's a given. So why can't we have a society where when you move into a community, you get primary care? It's a given. Like, these are sort of the direction that we'd like to take it.
If I was to go up to anybody on the street and just say, you know, hi, do you know about the Community Health Center of Northumberland? How many people do you think would be able to go, oh, yeah, I know who they are?
Not enough.
Okay.
Not enough. Well, we're looking for donations for our dental program and food security. Certainly not enough.
So how do you get the message about what you're providing and the services that you're getting? Because you do provide such critical care, and it is an important niche in our community. How are you getting your message out?
Well, it's a delicate balance because, you know, we're looking at a certain priority group of residents that we want to serve clinically and socially. And we know there's a lot of people in Northumberland County who need primary care. So we want to get the message out who we serve, but at the same time, we're not looking for customers because we're just not resourced to cover everyone who comes to our door. But hopefully through the Ontario Health Team, the collective, the redefining services, the strengthening partnerships, the day will come when that won't be an issue.
A very tense balancing act, I would say.
Yeah, listen, I'm optimistic because of the partners in this community. So I don't think there is the model that we couldn't make better than it's intended to be.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break for some commercials. I want to thank Duff Sprague for coming in today and talking to us. Up next, Cobourg Councillor Nicole Beattie will be talking about affordable housing in Cobourg. So please stay tuned to consider this on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We'll be right back.